Great plays, landmarks in theatrical history, broadcasts with stars from radio, stage, and screen. The enthusiasm of the vast listening audience for the 11 great plays which were presented last year encouraged the National Broadcasting Company to open a new season in which 28 masterpieces of the theater will be presented via radio in specially prepared adaptations. They will trace the development of the theater from ancient Greece down to modern Broadway. To open the current great plays, the National Broadcasting Company last week presented the distinguished actress Miss Blanche Yuca in the leading role of the Trojan Women. In planning this series, the National Broadcasting Company received the assurance of cooperation from the American Library Association, university presidents, the heads of drama and English departments of the state universities, colleges, and high schools, leaders in the parent-teacher associations, little theater organizations, the National Thespian Society, and other groups, many of which said they would organize to study and listen to the broadcasts. We are privileged to have with us Mr. Burns Mantle, outstanding American drama critic and known throughout the country for his yearly volume of Broadway's Best Plays. He will act as commentator at today's production of Every Man. Mr. Mantle.
Well, my fellow playgoers, we have been doing a good bit of traveling since we met at the Theater of Dionysus in Athens last week. We have crossed continents and vast stretches of water and come at last to 16th century England. We are, as a matter of fact, more than 1,000 years younger than we were. The drama has changed greatly during that 1,000 years. It sank pretty low for a while. The church finally decided that something had to be done to suppress it. But the eternal flame that is the drama, and the love of drama, is not to be quenched by any censor or any body of censors. The drama lived, and the very church that had condemned it, sensing the demand of the people, became active in its restoration. There were mystery plays, miracle plays, and morality plays stemming from the church. And these again brought the drama close to the people who have ever been its most loyal guardians. Probably the greatest of the morality plays is one that bears no author's name. This is the Everyman, which we are to hear and, in our mind's eye, to see performed today. It has served to link the centuries rather definitely. It was performed first in England, probably in 1529 or 30. It was one of the first hits in the history of English dramatic exhibits. The producers of miracles and morality plays in those days were just as great copyists as their Broadway brethren of today. As soon as one congregation began to buzz about the success of Every Man, every other cathedral in the countryside wanted to produce it, and most of them did. Those lesser communities in which there were no cathedrals gave performances in the town square, and all down the years there have been intermittent revivals. Every Man has also played a significant part in our theater history because it marks the determination of the church to maintain a hold upon that form of art that was and is man's most satisfying emotional expression. It represents the drama as one of the greatest of educational forces and the most revealing of man's spiritual aspirations. To churchmen, Every Man soon became not only a figure in the religious drama, but to stand as representative of every man in the street. And so the secular drama was born. In the old days, the first actors were non-professional. They were, you might say, the first of the little theater groups, and they depended upon dress and makeup to indicate plainly what they were. Death was dressed to represent a skeleton. Every Man, as a young man about town, wore a costume gay with color and carried a lute swung across his shoulder. When the deity appeared, he wore a long white beard, and his white leather costume was elaborately trimmed in silver. And now, if you are ready, we will go on to the cathedral. It is again a bright, sunshiny day. We have a great advantage in this theater of ours. The days are all fine. The seats are all good. We don't even have to worry about the ladies' hats, though I'll admit they are a little something to worry about this season. We close our eyes to see, and here we are. The great vaulted cathedral dome above us, the now dimly lighted altar beyond us. We are, I think, a little awed and a little exalted by this experience. From the original manuscript I read, "Here beginneth a treatise how the high Father of heaven sendeth death to summon every creature to come and give account of their lives in this world and in the manner of a morality play." character steps forward. As prologue, he has come to explain the intent and purpose of every man. Listen as he speaks.
I pray you all give audience and hear this matter with great reverence. By figure, a moral play. The summoning of every man called it is, but of our lives and ending shows how transitory all our days shall be. The story saith, man in the beginning, look well, and take good heed to the ending, be you never so gay. Ye think sin in the beginning full sweet, which in the end causeth the soul to weep when the body lieth in clay. Here shall you see how fellowship and jollity and strength and pleasure and beauty will fade from thee as flower in May. For ye shall hear how our heaven's king calleth every man to a general reckoning. Give audience, pause, and hear what he doth say.
I perceive here in my majesty how that all creatures be to me unkind, living without bread in worldly prosperity. Drowned in sin, they know me not for God. They fear not my right wiseness, the sharp rod. And every man liveth so after his own pleasure, yet of their life they be nothing sure. Therefore I will in all haste have a reckoning of every man's person. I hope well that every man in my glory should make his mansion, and thereto they were all elect. But now I see, like traitors abject, they thank me not for pleasure that I to them meant, nor yet for their being that I them have lent. I proffer the people great multitude of mercy, and few there be that thank it heartily. They be so cumbered with worldly riches that needs on them I must do justice, on every man living without fear of God. Where art thou, death, thou mighty messenger?
Almighty God, I am here at thy will, thy commandment to fulfill.
Go thou to every man, and show him in my name a pilgrimage he must him take, which he in no wise may escape, and that he bring with him a sure reckoning without delay or any tarrying.
Lord, I will in the world go, run over all and cruelly search out both great and small. Every man I will beset that liveth beastly, out of God's law, and dreadeth not folly. He that loveth riches I will strike with my dart, his sight to blind, and from heaven will him part, except that alms be his good friend, in hell for to dwell, world without end. Lo, yonder I see every man walking. Oh, little he thinketh on my coming. His mind is on fleshly lusts and his treasure, and great pain it shall cause him to endure before the Lord, heaven's king. Every man, stand still. Whither art thou going thus gaily? Hast thou thy maker forgot?
Why askest thou? Wouldst thou know?
Yea, sir, I will show you. In great haste I am sent to thee from God out of his majesty.
What desireth God of me?
That shall I show thee. A reckoning he will needs have without any longer respite.
To give a reckoning longer leisure I crave, this blind matter troubleth my wit.
On thee thou must take a long journey. Therefore thy book of accounts with thee thou bring. For turn again thou canst not by no way. And look thou be sure of the reckoning. For to God thou shalt answer and show thy many bad deeds, and good but a few. How thou hast spent thy life, and in what wise before the great Lord of Paradise. Make preparation that we be on the way, for know thou well thou shalt make none attorney.
full unready I am such reckoning to give. I know thee not. What messenger art thou?
I am Death.
Oh, Death. Thou comest when I had thee least in mind. In thy power it lieth me to save. Of my goods will I give thee, if he will be kind. Yea, 1,000 pounds shalt thou have, and thou defer this matter till another day.
Every man, it may not be by no way. I set not by gold, silver, nor riches, nor by pope, emperor, king, duke, nor princes. For if I would receive gifts great, all the world I might get. But my custom is clean contrary. I give thee no respite. Come, hence. Do not tarry.
Shall I have no longer respite? For 12 years, if I might have abiding, my counting book I would make so clear that my reckoning I should not need to fear. Wherefore, Death, I pray thee for God's mercy. Spare me till I be provided of remedy.
Thee availeth not to cry, weep, and pray. But haste thee lightly that thou be gone the journey. And prove thy friends if thou can. For know thou well, the tide abideth no man.
Oh, gracious God in the high seat celestial, have mercy on me in this my need. Shall I have no company from this veiled terrestrial of mine acquaintance the way me to lead?
Yea, if any be so hardy that would go with thee and bear thee company, hide thee with them. Begone to God's magnificence, thy reckoning to give before his presence. What? Thinkest thou thy life is given thee, and thy worldly goods also?
I had thought so, verily.
Nay, it was but lengthy. For as soon as thou dost go, another a while shall have it, and then go therefro, even as thou hast done. Every man, thou art mad. Thou hast thy wits 5, and here on earth will not amend thy life, for suddenly do I come.
Oh, wretched caitiff that I am, whither shall I flee that I might escape this endless sorrow? Now, gentle Death, spare me till tomorrow.
No man will I respite, but to the heart suddenly I shall smite without advisement. And now, out of thy sight I will me hie. See thou make thee ready shortly, or thou mayest say, this is the day that no man living may escape away.
Alas, I may well weep with sighs deep. Now have I no manner of company to help me in my journey and me to keep. And also my writing is full unready. What shall I do now for to excuse me? I would to God I had never been begot. To my soul a full great profit it would be. For now I fear pains huge and hot. The time passeth. Lord, help that all wrought. For though I mourn, it availeth naught. The day passeth and is almost gone. I know not well what is to be done. To whom were I best my complaint to make? What if to fellowship there I thereof speak, and showed him of this sudden chance, for in him is all mine affiance. We have in the world so many a day been good friends in sport and play.
And so for the moment we move out of the cathedral and meet that laughing, happy companion of other days, good fellowship. As he swings merrily down the street. At sight of him, braced by his memories of many a pleasant journey in his company, every man takes heart. Here is a fellow of many fine promises. Here is one who will accompany him on this doleful pilgrimage, a companion who will ease his sorrow.
I see him yonder. Fellowship! I trust that he will bear me company. To him will I speak to ease my sorrow. Well met, well met. Good fellowship and good morrow.
Every man good morrow by this day. Sir, why look'st thou so piteously? If anything be amiss, I pray thee me say that I may help to remedy.
Yea, good fellowship, yea. I'm in great jeopardy.
My true friend, show to me your mind. I will not forsake thee unto my life's end in the way of good company.
That was well spoken and lovingly.
If any have you wronged, you shall revenge me, though I on the ground be slain for thee, though that I know before that I should die.
Verily, fellowship, gramercy.
Church, by thy thanks I set now the straw. Show me your grief and say no more.
I shall show you how it is. Commanded I am to go a journey, a long way, hard and dangerous, and give a straight account without delay before the high judge. Wherefore, I pray you bear me company, as ye have promised in this journey.
Oh, this is matter indeed. Promise is duty. But if I should take such a voyage on me, I know it will. It would be to my pain. Also, it maketh me afeard, certain. But let us take counsel here as well as we can, for thy words would balk a strong man.
Why, ye said if I had need, ye would me never forsake, quick nor dead, though it were to hell truly.
So I said, certainly, but from such pleasure set me aside, are thee sooth to say. And also, if we took such a journey, when shall we come again?
Nay, never again, till the day of doom.
In faith, and I will not come there. Who hath you these tidings brought?
Indeed, death was with me here.
Now, by God, that all hath brought. If death were the messenger, for no man living here today would I go that loathsome journey. Nay, not for the father that begat me.
He promised otherwise, Paddy.
I know well I did say so, truly. And yet if thou wilt eat and drink and make good cheer, or altogether women's lusty company, I would not forsake you while the day is clear. Trust me verily.
Yea, thereto ye would be ready, to go to mirth, solace, and play. Your mind to follow will sooner apply than to bear me company in my far journey.
Now, in good faith, I will not that way. But if thou wilt murder, or any man kill, in that I will help thee with a good will.
Oh, that is simple advice indeed. Gentle fellow, help me in my necessity. Oh, we have loved long, and now I need. And now, gentle fellowship, remember me.
Whether ye have loved me or no, by St. John, I will not with thee go.
Yet I pray thee take the labor and do so much for me, to bring me forward for St. Charity, and comfort me till I come without the town.
Nay, and if thou wouldst give me a new gown, I will not a foot with thee go. But if you had tarried, I would not have left thee so. And as now, God speed thee on thy journey. Or from thee I will depart as fast as I may.
Whither away, fellowship, will you forsake me?
Yea, by my faith, to God I bequeath thee.
Farewell, good fellowship. For thee my heart is sore. Adieu forever. I shall see thee no more.
In faith, every man, farewell now at the end. From you I will remember that parting is mourning.
Alack, shall we thus depart indeed? Our lady, help. Without any more comfort, lo, fellowship forsaketh me in my most need. For help in this world, whither shall I resort? Fellowship heretofore with me would merry make, and now little sorrow for me doth he take. It is said in prosperity we friends may find, which in adversity be full unkind. Now, whither for succor shall I flee, since that fellowship hath forsaken me? To my kinsmen I will truly, praying them to help me in my necessity. I believe that they will do so, for kind will creep where it may not go. I will go try, for yonder I see them go. Where be ye now, my friends and kinsmen?
Every man has hurried down the street after his disappearing kinsman. Surely a man may depend upon his relatives in every crisis, for they have so protested many and many a time. Every man is a little breathless as he catches up with kindred.
My friends and kinsmen.
Kirby, we know it's your commandment. Cousin, I pray you, show us your intent in any wise and not spare.
Every man, and to us declare if ye be disposed to go anywhither, for know ye well We will live and die together.
In wealth and woe we will with you hold, for with his kin a man may be bold.
Gramercy, my friends and kinsmen kind. Now shall I show you the grief of my mind. I was commanded by a messenger that is an high king's chief officer. He bade me go a pilgrimage to my pain, and I know well I shall never come again. Also I must give a reckoning straight, for I have a great enemy that hath me in wait, which intendeth me for to hinder.
What account is that which ye must render? That would I know.
Of all my works I must show how I have lived and my days spent. Also of ill deeds that I have used in my time since life was me lent. And of all virtues that I have refused. Therefore I pray you go thither with me to help make my account for Saint Charity.
What? To go thither? Is that the matter? Oh, nay, every man. I had liefer fast bread and water all these 5 years or more.
Alas, that ever I was born. For now I shall never be merry if you forsake me.
Ah, sir, what? Ye be a merry man. Take good heart to you, and make no moan. But one thing I warn you by St. Anne, as for me, ye shall go alone.
My cousin, will you not with me go?
No. By the lady, I have the cramp in my toe. Wait not for me, for... So, God me speed, I will forsake you in your most need.
It availeth not us to entice, but you shall have my maid with all my heart.
Now show me the very effect of your mind. Will you go with me or abide behind?
Abide behind? Yea, that I will if I may. Therefore, farewell until another day.
Oh, should I be merry or glad, for fair promises men to me make. But when I have most need, they me forsake. I am deceived, alas. That maketh me sad.
Cousin Everyman, farewell now, for verily I will not go with you. Also of mine own and unready reckoning I have to account. Therefore I meet tarrying. Now, God keep thee, for now I go.
Jesus, all come here too. Lo, fair words make fools fain. They promise, and nothing will do certain. My kinsman promised me faithfully for to abide with me steadfastly, and now fast away do they flee. Even so fellowship promised me. What friend were best for me to provide? I lose my time here longer to abide. Yet in my mind a thing there is. All my life I have loved riches. If that my goods now help me might, it would make my heart full light. I will speak to him in this distress. Where art thou, my goods and riches?
We are back in the cathedral again, or in a corner of it, a corner that might look quite like a vault. From the beginning of time, men have built great vaults that they might have a safe place in which to hide those material possessions they have labored so hard to acquire. Now Goods, who looks very like a miserly person to us, hides in the darkest corner.
Where art thou, my goods and riches?
Who calleth me? Every man. What haste thou hast.
Come hither, Goods, in all the haste thou may, for of counsel I must desire thee.
Sir, if we in the world have trouble or adversity, that can I help you to remedy shortly.
It is another disease that grieveth me.
Huh?
In this world it is not, I tell thee so. I am sent for another way to go. To give straight account general before the highest Jupiter of all.
Ah.
And all my life I have had joy and pleasure in thee. Therefore I pray thee go with me. For peradventure thou mayest before God Almighty my reckoning help to clean and purify. For it is said ever us among that money maketh all right that is wrong.
Nay, every man. I sing another song. I follow no man on such voyages. For if I went with thee... Thou shouldst fare much the worse for me. For because on me thou didst bend thy mind, thy reckoning I have made blotted and blind, that thine account thou canst not make truly. That hast thou for love of me.
That would grieve me full sore when I should come to that fearful answer. Up, let us go thither together.
Nay, not so. I am too brittle, I may not endure. I will follow no man on foot, be ye sure.
Alas, I have loved thee and had great pleasure all my life days on goods and treasure.
That is to thy damnation without ending. For love of me is contrary to the love everlasting. But if thou hadst loved me moderately, and to the poor given part of me, then shouldst thou not in this dole be, nor in this great sorrow and care.
No, now was I deceived, ere I was aware, and all I may blame my misusing of time.
What? Thinkest thou that I am thine?
I had thought so.
Nay, every man, I say no. But for a while was I lengthy. A season thou hast had me in prosperity. My condition, it is man's soul to kill. If I save one, 1,000 do I spill. Thinkest thou that I will follow thee? Nay, from this world, not verily.
I had thought otherwise.
Therefore, to thy soul, goods is a thief. For when thou art dead, this is my game. Another to deceive in ways the same as I have done thee, and all to his soul's grief.
Oh, false goods, cursed thou be! Thou traitor to God that hast deceived me, and snatched me in thy snare.
Mary, thou brought thyself in care, whereof I am glad. I must needs laugh. I cannot be sad. Therefore, every man, farewell. And have thou good day.
Oh, to whom shall I make my moan for to go with me in that heavy journey? First fellowship said he would with me be gone. His words were very pleasant and gay, but afterward he left me alone. Then spake I to my kinsmen all in despair, and they also gave me words fair. But they forsook me in the ending. Then went I to my goods that I loved best, in hope to have comfort. But there I had least, for my goods sharply did me tell that he bringeth many into hell. And then of myself I was ashamed, and so I am worthy to be blamed. Thus may I well myself hate. Of whom shall I now counsel take? I think that I shall never speed till that I go to my good deed. But alas, she is so weak that she can neither go nor speak. Yet will I venture on her now. My good deeds, where be you?
The voice of good deeds is faint with weariness. So long has she been neglected, so long forgotten. So often has she been put aside in favor of more attractive interests. She lies now prostrate and hopeless. It is with the greatest effort that every man can summon such memory of his good deeds as will give her strength to speak.
My good deeds, where be you?
Here I lie, cold in the ground. Thy sins have me sore bound that I cannot stir.
Oh, good deeds, I stand in fear. I must pray you for counsel, for help now would come right well.
Every man, I have understanding that you be summoned, account to make before Messias of Jerusalem the king. If you walk by me, that journey with you I will take.
Therefore I come to you, my moan to make. I pray you that you will go with me.
I would full fain, but I cannot stand, verily.
Why, is there anything did you befall?
Yea, sir, and I may thank you of all. If ye had perfectly cheered me, your book of accounts now full ready would be. Look, the books of your works and deeds. Aye. Oh, see how they under your feet lie, unto your soul's heavens.
Oh, Lord, yes, you help me. For one letter here I cannot see.
There is a blind reckoning in time of distress.
Good deeds, I pray you, help me in this need, or else I am forever damned indeed.
Every man, I am sorry for your fall, and fain would help you, if I were able.
Good deeds, your counsel, I pray you give me.
That shall I do verily. Though that on my feet I may not go, I have a sister that shall with you also call knowledge, which shall with you abide, to help you to make that dreadful reckoning. Here is knowledge.
Every man, I will go with thee and be thy guide in utmost need to go by thy side.
In good condition I am now in everything, and am wholly content with this good thing. Thank thee, God, my creator.
And when he hath brought thee there, where thou shalt heal thee of thy smart, then go you with your reckoning and your good deeds together, for to make you joyful at heart before the blessed Trinity.
My good deeds, Gramercy, I am well content, certainly, with your words, sweet.
Now go we together lovingly to confession, that cleansing river. Oh,
for joy, I weep, I would we were there. But I pray you, give me cognition, where dwelleth that holy virtue, confession?
In the house of salvation. We shall find him in that place that shall comfort us by God's grace. Lo, this is confession. Kneel down and ask mercy, for he is in good conceit with God Almighty.
Is unclean, that on me no sin may be seen. I come with knowledge for my redemption, repent with hearty and full contrition. I am commanded a pilgrimage to take, and straight accounts before God to make. Now I pray, O Shrift, Mother of Salvation, help my good deeds for my piteous exclamation.
Pause now for station identification.
Sorrow well, every man, because with knowledge ye come to me, confession, I will comfort you as well as I can, and a precious jewel I will give thee, this robe called penance, wise voider of adversity, therewith shall thy body chastised be, with abstinence and perseverance in God's service. Here shalt thou receive that scourge of me. This is penance strong that you must endure, to remember thy Savior was scourged for thee with sharp scourges, and suffered it patiently. So must thou, ere thou escape that painful pilgrimage, knowledge, keep him in this voyage, and by that time good deeds will be with thee. But in any wise be sure of mercy, for your time draweth fast. If you will saved be, ask God mercy, and he will grant truly. When with the scourge of penance man doth him bind, the oil of forgiveness, then shall he find.
Thank be God for his gracious work. For now I will my penance begin. This hath rejoiced and lighted my heart, though the knots be painful and hard within.
Let me take from you your worldly garment. Every man, look that ye your penance fulfill, whatever pain it to you be. And I, knowledge, shall give you counsel at will, how your accounts ye shall make clearly.
I cannot take the scourge. I cannot. O eternal God, O heavenly figure, O way of righteousness, O goodly vision, which descended down in a virgin pure, because he would every man redeem, which Adam forfeited by his disobedience. O blessed Godhead elect and divine, receive my prayers. Unworthy in this heavy life do I be, a sinner most abominable. Yet let my name be written in Moses' table. O Mary, pray to the maker of everything to help me at my ending and save me from the power of my enemy. For death assaileth me strongly. And, Lady, that I may by means of thy prayer of your son's glory be the partaker. By the means of his passion I crave it. I beseech you, help my soul to save. Knowledge, give me the scourge of penance. My flesh therewith shall give acquittance. I will now begin, if God give me grace.
Every man, God give you time and space. Thus I bequeath you into the hands of our Savior. Thus may you make your reckoning sure.
In the name of the Blessed Trinity, my body sore punished shall be. Take this body for the sin of the flesh, that thou delightest to go gay and fresh, and in the way of damnation didst me bring. Now suffer therefore strokes and punishing. Now of penance I will wade the water clear to save me from purgatory, that sharp fire.
I thank God now I can walk and go, and am delivered of my sickness and woe. Therefore with every man I will go, and not spare. His good works I will help him to declare.
Now every man be merry and glad. Your good deeds cometh now, ye may not be sad. Now is your good deeds whole and sound, going upright upon the ground.
My heart is light, and shall be evermore. Now I will smite faster than I did before.
Every man, pilgrim, my special friend, give me the scourge. Blessed be thou without end. For thee is prepared the eternal glory. Ye have made me whole and sound. Therefore I will abide by thee in every round.
Welcome, my good deed. Now I hear thy voice. I weep for very sweetness of love.
Be no more sad, but ever rejoice. God seeth thy living from his throne aloft. Put on this garment which is so soft, wet with your tears it is. Or else before God you may it miss, when you to your journey's end shall come.
Gentle knowledge, what is its name?
It is a garment of sorrow. From pain it will divide you. Contrition it is that getteth forgiveness. It pleaseth God passing well.
Now blessed be is you, Mary's son. For now have I on true contrition. But let us go now without tarrying. Good deeds, have we clear our reckoning?
Yea, indeed, I have it here.
And then I trust we need not fear. But friends, let us not part in twain.
Nay, every man, that we will not, certain. Yet must thou lead with thee three persons of great might.
Who should they be?
Discretion and strength they hide. And thy beauty may not abide behind. Also, you must call to mind your five wits as for your counselors.
You must have them ready at all hours.
How shall I get them hither?
You must call them all together, and they will hear your incontinence.
My friends, come hither and be present. Discretion, strength, my five wits, and the beauty.
Here at your will we be already. What will ye that we should do? That ye would with every man go and help him in his pilgrimage. Advise you, will ye with him or not in that voyage?
We will bring him all thither to his help and comfort. You may believe me.
So will we go with him all together.
Almighty God, loved mayest thou be. I give the law that I have hither brought strength, discretion, beauty, and five wits I lack not, and my good deeds with knowledge clear all stay in my company at my will here. I desire no more to my business.
And thy strength will stand by you in distress, though thou wouldst in battle fight on the ground.
And though it were through the world round, we will not depart for sweet nor sour. No more will I unto death's hour, whatsoever thereof befall. Every man advise you first of all, go with a good advisement and deliberation. We all give you virtuous monition that all shall be well.
My friends, hearken what I will tell. I pray God reward you in his heavenly sphere. Now hearken, all that be here, for I will make my testament here before everyone present. In arms half my good I will give with my hands twain in the way of charity with good intent. And the other half shall remain in quiet to be returned where it ought to be. This I do in despite of the fiend of hell, to go quit of his peril, ever after and this day.
Every man, hearken to this knowledge. Go to priesthood, I advise, and receive of him in any wise the holy sacrament and ointment together. Then shortly, see ye turn again hither. We will all await you here.
Yea, every man, haste you that ye ready be. There is no emperor, king, duke, nor baron that of God hath commission, as hath the least priest in the world's design. For of the blessed sacraments pure and benign, he beareth the keys, and thereof hath the cure for man's redemption. That is ever sure, which God, for our soul's medicine, gave us out of his heart with great pine. Here in this transitory life, for thee and me, the blessed sacraments, seven there be. Baptism, confirmation, with priesthood good, and the sacrament of God's precious flesh and blood. Marriage, the holy extreme unction, and penance. These seven be good to have in remembrance, gracious sacraments of high divinity.
Fain would I receive that holy body, and humbly to my spiritual father I will go.
Every man, that is the best that ye can do. Farewell, every man. God will you to salvation bring, for priesthood exceedeth all other things. To us holy scripture they do teach, and convert man from his sin, heaven to reach.
If priests be good, it is so surely. But when Jesu hanged on the cross with great smart, there he gave out of his blessed heart the same sacrament in great torment. He sold them not to us, that Lord omnipotent. Therefore St. Peter the Apostle doth say that Jesu's curse have all they who God their Savior do buy or sell, or for any money do take or tell.
Oh, I trust to God no such we find. Therefore let us priesthood honor, and follow their doctrine for our soul's succor. We be their sheep and their shepherds be, by whom we all are kept in surety.
Thank you. yonder I see every man come who hath made true satisfaction.
Methinks it is he indeed.
Now is you all our labor speed. I have received the sacrament for my redemption, and then mine extreme unction. Blessed be all they that counsel me to take it. Now, friends, let us go without longer respite. I thank God that ye have tarried so long. Now set each of you on this cross your hand, and shortly follow me. I go before, there I would be. God be our guide.
Every man, we will not from you go till ye have gone this voyage long.
I will be as sure by thee as ever I stood by Judas Maccabee.
I, discretion, will bid by you also.
And though this pilgrimage be never so strong, I will never part from you too.
As I approach the grave, I am so faint I may not stand. My limbs under me do fold. Turn again to this land, not for all the world's gold. For into this cave must I creep and turn to the earth and there sleep.
And what should I smother here?
Yea, by my faith, and never more appear. In this world live no more we shall. But in heaven before the highest Lord of all.
Adieu, by St. John. I take my cap in my lap. And I'm gone.
What beauty, whither will ye?
Peace, I am deaf. I look not behind me. Not if thou would give me all the gold in thy chest.
Alas, in whom may I trust? Beauty fast away doth hie. She promised with me to live and die.
Every man, I will thee also forsake and deny. Thy game liketh me not at all.
Why then ye will forsake me all? Sweet string, tarry a little space.
Nay, sir, by the rood of grace, I will hie me from thee first, though thou weep till thy heart burst.
He would ever bide by me, he said.
I have you far enough conveyed. Ye be old enough, I understand, your pilgrimage to take on hand. I repent me that I hither came.
Strength, you to displease I am to blame. Will you break promise that is debt?
In faith, I care not. Thou art but a fool to complain. You spend your speech and waste your brain. Go thrust thee into ground.
I had thought surer I should have you found. He that trusteth in his strength, he deceiveth him at the length. Both strength and beauty forsaking me, yet they promise me fair and lovingly.
Every man, I too will after strength be gone. As for me, I will leave you alone.
Why, discretion, will ye forsake me?
Yea, in faith I will go from thee. For when strength goeth before, I follow after evermore.
And I pray thee, for the love of Trinity, look in my grave once piteously.
Nay, so nigh will I not come. Farewell, everyone.
Faileth, save God alone. Beauty, strength, and discretion. For when death bloweth his blast, they all run from me full fast.
Every man, my leave now of thee I take. I will follow the others, for here I thee forsake.
Alas, 5 wits, then may I wail and weep, for I took you for my best friend.
I will not longer thee keep. Now farewell, and there an end.
Oh, is your help? All have forsaken me.
Nay, every man, I will bide with thee. I will not forsake thee indeed. Thou shalt find me a good friend at need.
Gramercy, good deeds. Now may I true friends see. They have forsaken me, every one. I love them better than my good deeds alone. Knowledge, will ye forsake me also?
Yea, every man, when ye to death do go, but not yet for no manner of danger.
Gramercy, knowledge, with all my heart.
Nay, yet I will not from hence depart till I be sure where ye shall come.
Methinketh, alas, that I must be on to make my reckoning and debts to pay, for I see my time is nigh spent away. Take example, all ye that this do hear or see, how they that I loved best do forsake me, except my good deeds abideth truly.
All earthly things are but vanity. Beauty, strength, and discretion do man forsake. Foolish friends and kinsmen that fair spake, all flee, save good deeds. And that am I.
Have mercy on me, God most mighty, and stand by me, thou mother and maid, holy Mary.
Fear not, I will speak for thee.
Hear I cry, God mercy.
Shorten our end, and diminish our pain. Let us go, and never come again.
Into thy hands, Lord, my soul I commend. Receive it, Lord, that it be not lost. As thou boughtest me so defend, and rescue from the fiend's boast, that I may appear with that blessed host that shall be saved at the day of doom in Manus Tuas of night's utmost forever. Commendo spiritum meum.
Now hath he suffered that we all shall endure, but good deeds shall make all sure. Now hath he made end. Methinks that I hear angels sing and make great joy and melody where every man's soul receiveth thee.
Spouse to Jesu, here above thou shalt go because of thy singular virtue. Now the soul is taken from the body, so thy reckoning is crystal clear. Now shalt thou into the heavenly sphere, unto which all ye shall come that live well before the day of doom.
Here enter I, the messenger, to draw a moral from this play. This moral men may have in mind. Forsake pride, for he deceiveth you in the end. And remember, beauty, five wits, strength, and discretion, they all at the last do every man forsake. Alone his good deeds there doth he take. But beware if they be small. Before God, man hath no help at all. God will say, iti maledicti in ignem aeternum. But he that hath his account whole and sound, high in heaven he shall be crowned. Unto which place God bring us all thither, that we may live body and soul together. Thereto help blessed Trinity. Amen, say ye, for Saint Charity. Thus endeth this moral play of every man.
come to the end of the morality, the congregation stands for a little, facing the altar solemnly, making obeisance with a faith refreshed, and an inward vow to take more account of this experience of every man. Now the lights are being brought by the altar boys, and as the music swells, we walk slowly again into the sunlight.
The commentator this afternoon was Mr. Burns Mantle, Dean of American Critics. Every Man was produced and directed by Albert N. Williams. The music was especially arranged for the play and was conducted by Joseph Haunty. The Great Play series is an educational feature of the National Broadcasting Company and is under the supervision of Levins Davis. The cast for Every Man included Every Man, Alfred Shirley, Death, Lewis Hector, God, J. Justin, The Messenger, Anthony Kimball Cooper, Fellowship, William Shelley, The Cousin, Earl Larimore, Kindred, Sorella Dorn, Goods, Teddy Bergman, Good Deeds, Selena Royal, Strength, Charles Webster, Discretion, Edmonia Nollis, Five Wits, Flora Campbell, Beauty, Audrey Love, Knowledge, Florence Malone, Confession, Ian McAllister, and the Angel, Mary Morris. Next week at this same hour, The Great Magician, a 16th century commedia dell'arte, will be presented. A study manual, part one, giving complete background material for the great plays, is available for our radio audience. Send 10 cents in coin or money orders to the National Broadcasting Company in care of Great Plays, Radio City, New York. Consult your local library for reading material on the remaining great plays of the series. Every Man was a presentation of the National Broadcasting Company.